Side by side at Rome's famous Trevi Fountain, French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson appeared to be in good humour. But behind the smiles, the escalating tensions between their two countries showed no sign of letting up. A meeting away from the cameras failing to bring them closer to agreement.
Maintenant, la balle est dans leur camp.
Now the ball is in their court. If the British don't make a move, obviously the measures that are planned from the 2nd of November onwards will have to be put in place, because it will be a no-go. The ball is in Britain's court.
France has accused the UK of flouting a post-Brexit trade deal by failing to give French fishermen enough licences to operate in British waters, and outlined a series of sanctions if they weren't granted.
If the dispute is not resolved by Tuesday, France will go ahead with a series of what it's called targeted measures at ports like this along the coast. British fishing vessels will undergo stricter security checks, and they may not be able to dock to unload their catch. There'll also be longer time-consuming health and safety checks for trucks going to or from the UK.
Caught up in the debate, this British trawler. It was seized off the port of Le Havre on Thursday. Its captain accused of fishing in French waters without a licence.
You don't know when you're going home?
No, not yet.
The company that owns the boat says it's being used as a pawn in the dispute. The British Prime Minister has said the seizure wasn't what he'd expect from a close friend and ally, and that it's up to France to step back from its threats.
On fish, I've got to tell you, the position is unchanged. And I'll just say this for the record. I must say I was puzzled to read a letter from the French Prime Minister explicitly asking for Britain to be punished for leaving the EU. And I just have to say to everybody, I don't believe that that is compatible either with the spirit or the letter of the withdrawal agreement.
Relations between the UK and France clearly navigating troubled waters, with both sides determined to hold their course. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera, Paris.